This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. We're wrapping up our extended stay in the California desert this week with ideas for memorable hikes. Tell someone you're going hiking, they usually assume you're heading to the mountains, maybe the coast. But California's deserts offer sublime hikes, just not in the summer. The national parks and monuments offer world-class hiking. So yes, do plan to hoof it through Death Valley. November into March is best, and try out trails in Joshua Tree. Also prime is immense Anza-Borrego Desert State Park, well south, between San Diego and the Salton Sea. As surprising as it seems, Palm Springs may be the ultimate hiking destination. According to Coachella Valley trail expert Philip Ferrante, Palm Springs and vicinity offers more hiking trails, 140+, and more trail miles, 1,250 in climbing, than anywhere else in the continental U.S. The valley is fringed by high peaks, 7 separate mountain ranges, complete with earthquake faults. The North American and Pacific tectonic plates meet up right here. Countless canyons, sweet water oases, and stunning views. Another surprise is being able to zip from sea level to snow-dusted peaks while taking in the 360-degree view, thanks to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, the world's largest rotating tram. So here, almost uniquely, you can get in a desert stroll in the morning and then within minutes, hightail it into the mountains for a hike in the pines. Practically in Palm Springs are Tawquitz Canyon and the three Indian Canyons, owned by the Agua Caliente Band of Cahuilla Indians, superb for hiking at their invitation. Palm Canyon alone features more than 3,000 native fan palms, so you may want to start with a 6-mile round-trip Palm Canyon hike to the Stone Pools. The canyon bottom is lush, but along with the waterfalls and pools, you'll take in spectacular high desert, canyon, and city views. The Agua Caliente Band is quite prominent in Palm Springs community life. This wasn't always true, of course. As elsewhere, the Cahuillas were shoved off their traditional lands with the arrival of early settlers, then generally ignored. But when the railroad blasted into town, in exchange for their territorial losses, the Cahuilla people were granted alternating tracts of land, then prevented by the federal government from selling it. So now the band owns 32,000 acres in and around Palm Springs, about 42% of the entire Coachella Valley, including 6,700 acres in Palm Springs proper. Isn't it satisfying to know that so many ritzy resorts, all those luxury hotels, golf courses, and tennis courts, are built on land owned and leased out, quite profitably, by the local Cahuilla Tribal Council? Another favorite destination, off the usual tourist trail, is the last natural, virtually untouched watershed in the Coachella Valley, the Coachella Valley Preserve in the Indio Hills. Come for hiking, horseback riding, BYO equines, birdwatching, and general nature appreciation. Spring is the time for wildflowers, spring and fall for migratory birdwatching. The preserve's Thousand Palms Oasis is one of the state's largest groves of California fan palms. You can also experience California earthquake history. Here's a hike. 5 palm oases, Macomber, Biskra, Pushawala, Hidden, and Horseshoe, lie within 2,200-acre Indian Hills Palms Wilderness, steep canyon lands strung together by trails casually crisscrossing the fault. Whoa! Wait, did you feel that? Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.